This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea claimed Saturday it had tested another underwater nuclear attack drone in its latest response to South Korean and United States military drills, though analysts have questioned whether Pyongyang has such a weapon. In recent weeks, North Korea has tested what state media have described as an underwater nuclear-capable drone and also carried out the launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korea claims to have conducted three tests of underwater drones in less than 3 weeks so far. Satellite imagery has also indicated a high level of activity at North Korea's main nuclear complex after leader Kim Jong-un ordered the production of weapons-grade nuclear material to be ramped up. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Friday rallied youth for gun safety in Tennessee after Democratic Party lawmakers were expelled from the state legislature for siding with protesters pushing for stricter gun control measures. Harris spoke to students at Fisk University, a historically black institution in Nashville. She criticized the Tennessee lawmakers' actions as undemocratic.
A democracy says you don't silence the people. You do not stifle the people. You don't turn off their microphones when they are speaking about the importance of life and liberty.
The partisan battle in Nashville comes after 3 9-year-old students and 3 adults were killed in a March 27th school shooting in the city. It is the latest high-profile mass shooting in the United States. Young black lawmakers Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were expelled from the Tennessee State House of Representatives on Thursday for participating in a gun control rally at the State House last week. White lawmaker Gloria Johnson, who also took part in the rally, escaped expulsion by 1 vote. More at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on Friday responded to a published report saying he has for more than 2 decades accepted complimentary luxury trips paid for by a big Republican Party donor. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
In a statement, Thomas said he was advised by court colleagues and others in the federal judiciary that, quote, this sort of personal hospitality from close personal friends who did not have business before the court was not reportable. Thomas didn't name the other justices or those in the judiciary with whom he had consulted. The nonprofit investigative journalism organization ProPublica reported that Thomas, who has served in the court for 31 years, has accepted the luxury trips from the Republican donor Harlan Crow for more than 20 years without reporting them. Justices must file an annual financial disclosure report, but there are exemptions for hospitality from friends. Some analysts, however, have said it was irresponsible for Thomas not to report the trips. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Russia or pro-Russian elements are likely behind the leak of several classified U.S. military documents posted on social media that offer a partial month-old snapshot of the war in Ukraine. 3 U.S. officials spoke to Reuters about the leaks on Friday. Speaking separately, the U.S. Justice Department said it was probing the leaks. The U.S. officials said the documents appear to have been altered to lower the number of casualties suffered by Russian forces. The Kremlin and Russia's embassy in Washington did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The U.S. Justice Department said late on Friday it's in touch with the Defense Department and began a probe into the leak. It denied further comment. The alarming rise in planet-warming gases is led by methane. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Methane in the atmosphere had its 4th highest annual increase last year. That's according to a report by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And the agency called the overall rise in planet-warming greenhouse gases, quote, alarming. Although carbon dioxide typically gets more attention for its role in climate change, scientists are especially concerned about methane because it traps about 87 times more heat than carbon dioxide on a 20-year timescale. Scientists continue to discover that methane emissions from both the fossil fuels industry and the environment are largely underestimated. I'm Shelley Adler.
China has announced it's holding 3 days of military exercises around Taiwan starting Saturday. The announcement came after Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen returned from a trip to the United States. She met U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy in Los Angeles on Wednesday. That angered Beijing, which views Taiwan as its own territory. More at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.